fact, the Yom Malikish Atelet, he said, listen, true, I want the present to be Chal now, but you know when? Like later, when it's born. So my answer, Rav Huna Latamer, who doesn't like the Teres Yom Rav Huna, Af Likish Atelet Lakona, even if you say such a thing, Likish Atelet. It's called like Mikan La Bola Mafreya. Like later when the baby is born, you want it to be considered as if he got the present from beforehand. True, before it's born, it's nothing. But later when the baby is born, you want it to be considered as if he got it from before. So there's such a svar of Likish Atelet. So when I was answering no, Rav Huna doesn't know from that. So Rav Huna doesn't know from that Teres either. Therefore, this case, call clearly, you want to be mezaka, give something to an Uber, that's Rav Huna's svara, you can't give something to an Uber. Yeah. So therefore, he says he doesn't know who the Mishnah goes like. All right, we'll stop here.
We're holding up Kuf Mem Beis. Again, the Shaila was, Rav Huna didn't understand the Mishnah, that you can mezaka to an Uber. You can give something to a pregnant lady to the Uber. So Mar says again, the Leimele, he asked the question, why didn't Rav Huna want to say Pshana Mishnah was the Yom Malikish Atelet? Maybe the Mishnah saw him that the father wanted to give a present to his kid now when it's in the mother's stomach. Maybe the father did not mean the present should be right now, but the father meant maybe Likish Atelet when the baby is born. So Mar says still, Rav Huna Latam, Rav Huna goes according to his own Tam, the Yom Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, Af Likish Atelet Loikono. If a father says now, I want to give my son or the baby a present, even though he says that the present should be first when he's born, still it's not chal. Since right now when the father says it, the baby's not born yet, he can't make the kinyan right now, b'shas haknor, therefore the baby's not coming later either. Therefore, Rav Huna does not have pshat now, Mishnah. The Yom Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Halacha is ha-mazaka li-uber. If you want to give something, a present, to an Uber, to the baby, to the baby that's not born yet, what about Likish Atelet? Kona. That means Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says this. Rav Nachman makes a difference. And if you say the kinyan should be chal right now, that's called a Rav B'Li'olam. But if you say the word Likish Atelet, then you mean the kinyan, should be chal when the baby is born, and then it's alright. However, Rav Huna says no, even if you say the word that you want the kinyan to be chal later when the baby is born, still lekona. That's the sort that since right now you can't do it, it's like stam devorim b'yalma. We say you do not really mean it, you don't have smichas das, you're not really thinking of giving the present to the baby. For since you can't give it to him right now, you really don't mean it, it should be chal for later either. What? For our Sheish Sama, or Sheish says, Echod zev, yechod zev kona. But Shesha says, no, in both cases, the kona. But Shesha says, if you say like a shetelid, it's also good. That's what Shesha's pshat. Yeah, Shesha's on echod zev, kona. But Shesha holds it from such a svara. If you say like a shetelid, that the kinyan should be chav when the baby is born, and echrami, then the maestro it is kona. And Amr Shesha, Shesha says, minor minolo. How do I know to say this? Well, Rav Sheshit still reading the bigger Chiddush. Rav Sheshit says, Echod zeh, whether you sell like a shetelet, or whether you didn't sell like a shetelet, still in both cases is kona. Right. So that's the Chiddush and Rav Sheshit. That even if you mezaka to the Uber right now, also the kinyan is good. And this Rav Sheshit says, how do I know to say this? Minoa minalo. To tiny word like this. What's going to be the case of ger shemes? You have a ger that died. And usually there's no kids, or in case we didn't have any kids yet. So the loch is, it properly becomes like hefka. And therefore, whoever wants to take it could come and take it. So that's what happened. A ger shemes, or bizbazu yisro nechosef. And another Jew came and made a chazokah in all his property. And then, vishom moshiesh ben. And then the news came around that he has a son. Since so, the son yashins. The son's a Jew, he yashins his father, Midiraisa. Or else news went around saying that his wife is pregnant. So therefore, nobody could take the property yet. Because when the wife gives birth, so then this kid will yashin his father. So the property goes to the son. For any Jew that took away the property now has to return it to the son, or else to the baby when it's born.
Herviroi hakur, they gave back everything. V'yachakach and later, shama shemez b'nei, later on they heard now that the son really died, oi shehippel ishtoi, was they heard that the wife had a miscarriage. The law goes like this, herzik b'shnir kona, that whoever makes the chazaka now in the property, after they heard the second news, they keep it. But uverishayna loikona, the ones that heard the first news, like the ones that made the first kinyan, they do not keep it loikona, they're not kona. That's what it says here. The question is why? V'yisagladadik, if you're going to tell me, uber loikoni, that when the mother's pregnant with the baby, there's no kinyan, you can't give something over to the baby. If so, lomalu arzuke v'shniya, farziku lochadizimna. Like, how come the second must get it, or he has to make a chazaka over again? Before the first person, as soon as the ger died, lemaisa, even if his wife was pregnant. But so what? Calls the man, she's pregnant when she did not give birth yet, the baby does not have the kinyan. And only if he'll be born. And they were talking about that she had a miscarriage. So she had a miscarriage, so the baby was never zeich in the property. Since so, why isn't the first one kona? How come it says that the second one has a kinyan? That's what Shesus is proof to say that a uber has a kinyan. And therefore the baby, as soon as his father died, even though it's in the mother's stomach still, he has a kinyan, he has a Yerusha. Therefore the first one that made the kinyan, that kinyan means nothing. Because at that time, since there was a baby here, so he has a kinyan in it. Only after the baby dies, that's when the second person could make the kinyan. That's a proof to Rosh Hashanah. Mr. Gemara says, Omar Abaya, Abaya said back, I can't bring you a proof from here. Yerusha bor mi'aleh shani. It could be Yerusha, it's a different halacha. If you want to give your pregnant wife a present to the baby, that you can't do. You can't give kinyanim to the kid that's not born yet. Vashenki Yerusha that happens by itself is like Min HaShemayim. So here when the ger dies, there's alochim in the rights of Yerusha. Like the Torah gives away the property to the son. So here it could be, even though the son is, she's only Muberis, she didn't really give birth yet, but still, since it's Yerusha, bor mi'aleh, the mitzvah is such a kinyan. That's what Abaye says back. You can't bring a proof to a hamazak and a yuber. If you make a kinyan to the yuber, it could be takas not chal. If you make the kinyan like this, Yerusha though, Yerusha taka works. Yeah. Rav says like this. Shani Hossam, they're different. You know why the first people that made the kinyan, their kinyan is not good? Rav's really the uber in the mother's stomach is not zeicher. He doesn't have a kinyan yet. Even Yerusha does not go over to the baby yet. If so, the question is, when the first people made the chazaka, why do we say later when the mother has the miscarriage that the second people that made the chazaka helps, the first one does not? Ravama shani hosam tirufuya ma'afriyam b'yadayu. It's like weak in the hands. In other words, we may call at the beginning. It's weak in the hands. So Rashbam explains what he means to say is, Rava, that they themselves do not have real das to be kaina, because they know that there's a uber, the wife is pregnant. So since they're thinking that maybe she will give birth, and when she really gives birth, then that kid will take the Yerusha. So therefore, even though right now, before she gave birth, even though they made a kinyan, that kinyan by itself is not such a good kinyan, because the people that made it themselves has a doubt whether the kinyan will really be good or not. As soon as they hear that she's pregnant, or they hear that there's a baby, that they have, that the ger had a son, they go right away, they give up the kinyan, because they think it's not so good. That's the pshat. Really, really, the kinyan still should be good. Because Lamaisa, the uber, the baby was never born, there was a miscarriage, so the baby never got the Yerusha. But the first one that made their chazaka, they didn't have such good das for their chazaka, that's the svara. They thought that it won't be good. So therefore, the second one's chazaka helps, not the first one. The Gemara says, my b'nai, what's the difference between the two teretzim, between Rav's teretz and Abaye's teretz? The Gemara says, Iker b'nai, the difference will be like this. Sheshama b'shemes, that first there was a rumor saying that the son died, and now somebody went and made a chazaka. And v'loy meis, and the son did not die yet. But the Yachakach mate, and then later he died. So Shram explains like this. Let's say in the case where we heard the wife was pregnant. And then they heard that the baby died. She had a miscarriage. So according to Rava, if a person goes now to make a chazaka, He's making like a Vade Chazoka. There won't be a suffix in his mind, because he just heard the news saying that the baby died. So when he goes to make the chazok, he's doing like a vadai. So since he's making a vadai kinyan, even though true, the baby's still alive, the baby first died later, but so what? Since at the time when the first one went to make the chazok, he already heard that the baby was dead, so according to his daf, he thinks he's making 100% good chazok. So according to Rava, then the first one would have the chazok. But according to Abaya, it wouldn't be that way. According to Abaya, since Lamaisa, when the first one made the chazaka, the baby did not die yet. The baby was still alive. So it comes out that the baby had the Yerusha. But since the Uber had the Yerusha, so the first one's kinyans means nothing. Only really later, when she has the miscarriage, when the baby really dies, that's when the property becomes open. Whoever wants to could take it. But before that, there's Yerusha. This will be enough community between Abaya's parents and Rava's parents. Tashma, come in here. Learn the halacha like this. It says, halacha, Mishnah Nidah, that says, Timik, if you have a baby, a boy, Ben Yoimecha, that's 1 day old. It says, halacha, Noichel, or Manchil. He could yashin, and if he dies, somebody else yashins him. So the ik is, Ben Yoimecha din. Mashma, only because the baby was born, even 1 day old, still against the Yerusha. But he has to be born, he has to be at least 1 day old. Mashmu uber loy. But mashmu is only the wife is pregnant, and then the husband dies. Mashmu there's no Yerusha at all. So mashmu Yerusha does not, uber does not have Yerusha. So it's not like a bayi, it's not like a rishayshus. Here it's mashmu clearly, uber has no Yerusha. It's only because it's a ben yeh mechad. He's 1 day old. So when it says, Amir rishayshus says like this, what this mishnah means in the Nidah is like this, noichal benich sayayim. Means that he yashins his mother. The mother dies, and there's no husband alive, so Allah rears her sons, yashin her. What does that mean? La'han chil li'achim minav. That let's say this son, it's the only son of this mother, but he has brothers from the same father. So Allah rears that this baby now, if he's 1 day old and then he dies, so first of all, if his mother died, let's say by birth, the mother died by birth, and then the baby died the next day. Lachos, when the mother dies, so this baby now that's alive, yashins his mother. And then when the baby dies, since he yashins his mother, then the chosin now will go to the baby's brothers. Let's say from the father had children from a different wife, so the brothers from the same father, so they're called brothers for Yerusha. Therefore, that's the talacha, that v'noichel b'nich seyein lahan chaliyachin, that the son yashins his mother's property in order to give it over to his brothers. Now, v'davka ben yemechot, if so, it's only because the baby was born, was a day old. Abel uberlei, but if the wife was just pregnant, and then she died, then you wouldn't have this halacha. Even according to Rosh Hashanah, even though Rosh Hashanah says that an uber could be zeichen Yerusha, but not a Yerusha from the mother. And obviously we're talking about a son, they both died the same time, as we'll soon see. We're talking about she died, and the baby died, so who died at the same time? Abel uberloi, my time, why not? I'll tell you there who,